Welcome to another edition of Love Notes with Dr. Nicole Beasley. I'm thinking today a lot about contraction and sitting with contraction. As a woman who's given birth two times, and someone who's struggled with depression and anxiety and just habits of mind that are uncomfortable, I notice the similarity between a contraction when you're giving birth and the experience of being depressed or scared. Anxiety is a lot like a contraction. The field of awareness narrows down to a single point, a single thought, a repeating thought or worry, or many repeating thoughts and worries, but still the focus of my attention is very narrow on the distress. You could compare this to watching a movie. Instead of seeing the whole room, suddenly you're really focused on the TV and what's happening on the TV. And it's come to life for you. We aren't in charge of what's playing on the TV. We don't have that kind of control. The TV's going to turn on, and there'll be many different kinds of shows over the course of your life that show up on the screen. We only have the subtle choice around watching the TV, and it's very subtle, because if we force away what's on the screen, it is not helpful. Let me try to find another metaphor. We are like the sky, and the sky doesn't care if there are clouds or lightning bolts or empty blue space. So the moment that we protest what's in the sky, the field of awareness has narrowed down. We're back in the contraction. Relaxing into the contraction, whether you're giving birth or you're in the midst of a scary movie, in the midst of anxiety or sadness or anger or irritation, is like noticing that the TV is playing, but not giving it all of your attention. The TV's playing and you can hear it, but you're not watching it anymore. You're not trying to turn it off. You're just noticing the walls and the space in the room and the color of the carpet and the chairs and where everything is placed. It's happening, but it's not the focus of your attention anymore. Life is blowing through us. Life, one moment gives us clouds, another moment gives us a storm, a rainstorm. We can't change that, and there's nothing wrong with that. Our reaction to that creates a great deal of suffering. We are not the content of the sky. We are the sky itself. I'm really lucky to have had so much weather in the sky of my life, because I get so many opportunities to practice what it is that I'm sitting with you. Practice what it is that we're looking at together when I'm looking out your window. The less attached I am to having a blue sky, the more well I am, no matter what the weather is. The more I can notice the walls and the room and the carpet, even when the show is really terrifying, the less it matters what show is on the TV. I am sending you so many blessings and looking forward to the next time we're together. Until the next love note, be well.